North Star is a play that follows a character named Relia, who is an adult reflecting on her childhood participation in the civil rights movement. The theater department at Brigham Young University is putting on the play this weekend, and theater professor Julia Ashworth is excited.
This is such an amazing opportunity to educate people about the civil rights movement. Because this story is engaging, it's moving, it's entertaining, it's all those good things you want in a play, but it is educational.
Playwright Gloria Bond Clooney wrote this play in 1995, but Ashworth says this play is still timely because of the racial reckoning the U.S. experienced last summer.
So there's a relevancy to this 26-year-old play that Gloria feels is different than the relevancy when she wrote the play. So the play's always been relevant. I guess it's just that kind of a different lens to look through. And what's been so eye-opening just to see how many of us didn't know how many children participated in these marches and these sit-ins in the 60s at the time. But also the level of detail, of historical detail, that Gloria weaves into this story is one of the pieces that makes it so educational.
North Star is the first production with a primarily Black cast to come out of the BYU Theater Department.
Several of our actors have never acted before, but they were really interested in participating in this project. Some of them are in the performing arts major, some of them are not.
There has also been involvement from the community outside of BYU, including members of the Latter-day Saint musical group, the Bonner family.
Harry and Deborah Bonner are actors in our play, too. So they are playing two characters in the play, as well as have they recorded some music for the reading.
The songs the Bonners have recorded are a mix of both historical music and original songs written just for the play. Beyond the new music, North Star has brought other firsts to the BYU theater program. It's the first play to be completely free, and streaming the production invites a larger audience than ever before. The technology has also allowed Clooney to be very involved in the production of her play, despite currently living in Chicago.
She's been so generous of her time and her skills and her talents. I just can't speak highly enough of her. And all the actors involved with the play feel the same way. They just feel so grateful for everything she's done.
Another benefit to streaming the play is it's more accessible to kids.
Children will be watching it with their family members because everyone's home watching it. And so any complex or confusing ideas could be explained to the children. And it really is a play that was written with young audiences in mind in particular.
Ashcroft summarizes some of the goals the theater department has in producing North Star.
I hope that people walk away feeling enlightened. They feel like they are seeing things differently, that they have new information, that they feel more compassionate towards their fellow human beings. We feel like it's such an opportunity and such a timely opportunity for people to have a meaningful, an educational, and maybe even a healing experience.
North Star can be streamed for free this weekend. More information is available at upr.org. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Maya Fairbanks.